Adonai, Adonai, we worship. We worship the Lord of God. You are so good. You are so good. I thank God. Adonai, hallowed be thy name. In him. That's what he does.
Oh yeah, it's my Father, for in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Beloved, before we sit down, I want you to move around here. At least three persons, you great three persons. Tell these three persons, my brother, my sister, it shall be well with you. It shall be well with your brother, it shall be well with your coming. Jesus, you rise, you shine. In the mighty name of Jesus, everywhere you go, success galore, blessings galore, goodness galore, signs and wonders galore. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be wonderful, wonderful, glorious. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. It's good to have you here this night. We thank the Lord for the life that we have gathered here on Sunday. The Lord will move powerfully in our lives. We thank God for His church. We thank God for His people. Prayer this night is a night of prayer. It's a night of prayer. The Bible says that we should pray. God, pray to see the heart. We should pray without ceasing. There's nothing in the Bible that says that you should dance without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. There is danger on the road. There is danger in the streets. There is wickedness everywhere. But the Lord shall see us through. The Lord shall see us through. In the name of Jesus. Tonight is a night of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to pray. We start with prayer. I want us to start with prayer and also end up with prayer. We are going to pray. Fire out of faith. Fire out of blood into the heavens. Right away now. You are going to tell us now. I pray every power that I prepared for me to move forward. I cannot be bound. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. There are prayers and there are prayers that bind people. Kill people and put them in bondage. You are going to shout now. You are going to shout now. Every power that has put me into spiritual Egypt. Life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Since we are going to pray this one. Every bearing my name. I beg you, pray that prayer very well. Because the business of the witchcraft practitioner is not different from that of the thief. Their business is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. They are either drinkers of blood. Your name shall be blotted out of their registers in the mighty name of Jesus. Every witchcraft register, bear my name, cast away in the mighty name of Jesus. Bear my name, cast away. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our Lord, our God, again we thank you for this night. Lord, glorify yourself in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we go into the world tonight, open our spiritual ears, open our spiritual eyes, teach us from the throne of grace, and at the end of the day, let honor, let glory, let adoration belong to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's have a seat now. What we are talking about tonight? The title is Ask, Seek, and Knock. What do I say? Ask, Seek, and Knock. John 16, verse 24. Here before you have asked nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. In all other versions of the Bible, it says, he therefore have you asked nothing in my name, ask and ye shall receive that your joy may be full. Ask, seek, and knock. These are what we call significant levels of prayer. Ask, seek, and knock. The other part of prayer is for God to be attentive to supplications. It's for God to have a listening ear to your supplications. It's for God to translate the hours of prayer that you have disseminated into him into manifestation by answering your prayers. I believe, God, that tonight, whatever the hours and the prayers of prayer that you shall shoot, the Lord has answered by fire, answered by thunder, shall answer us in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a wonderful statement by our Lord Jesus Christ. He who has asked nothing in my name. What the Lord is saying that whatever you ask in his name, he shall answer. And that shall be our Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. We are all a product of destiny. God is the God of plans, purposes, and designs. And each and every one of us, as we gather here on this side of the great divide, there is an entrance for our living. There is a program of the rules and destiny by God for each and every one of us that we have to fulfill. We are not just on this side of the great divide on our own. There is a plan, there is a design of God for our lives. There are certain things that each one of us has to fulfill on this side of the great divide before we go to meet the Lord. It is my prayer that each and every one of us, we shall fulfill our destiny in the name of Jesus. Amen. But again, in the process of the fulfillment of the destiny, we have to pass through all manner of roadblocks, all manner of wilderness. Some of them are conscious, some of them are unconscious, some of them we weep. Some of them are willing to walk into all these problems. We live in an era. We live in an environment of wickedness. Wickedness everywhere. Enemies at home. Enemies away. Enemies at home. All around you. Wickedness. The Lord shall deliver us from them in the mighty name of Jesus. God has purpose of our lives for something good. But again, we cannot just sit down. We cannot. We cannot commit to show bodyguards, we cannot commit to show liberty all around ourselves. The same says that I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. That's what the same is. He says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. When you lift up your eyes unto the hills, what are you trying to do? You are trying to ask. You are trying to seek. You are trying to knock. Amen? Because the Lord God himself sits in the heavens. He sat there at the third heavens. But you need to ask. You need to seek. You need to knock. I pray that as we ask, as we seek and we knock tonight, something wonderful, something glorious shall manifest in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. The apostles, the disciples of Jesus Christ, they are part of the joy and family and sanctified. All the things that the Lord has said about asking and seeking and knocking. But again, when we look at ourselves, when we look at our hearts, when we look at the pretenders of false apostles, pastors, general overseers of different denominations, of different churches, what they are able to do, the way and manner the Lord has been able to use them, or the way and manner they themselves have used themselves, you marvel at the church of God. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the heart of the apostles is different from the hearts of the apostles. Is somebody listening to me? The heart, H-E-T-S, and the heart, H-E-R-T-S, is different. The Lord shall help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Seek, ask, seek, and knock. The fulfillment of your life, which is your destiny, comes by diligent searching. Comes by desire. Ask, seek, and knock. What you do not desire, you do not deserve. Simple arithmetic. What you do not desire, you do not deserve. 1 + 1 = 2. There is nothing about geometrical progression about that. For those who know arithmetic very well, or mathematics very well. Because I know some of you are professors of mathematics. What you do not desire, you do not deserve. What you do not inquire, you do not acquire. The same thing what you do not inquire, you do not acquire. The Lord shall help us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is there. He's seated in Zion. He is a part of them. He was the king of them. He is waiting for you. He wants to hear you. He wants to listen to you. He wants to fellowship with you. Your business is to move the house of God. Your business is to move the mighty house of God. But there are lands of moving the mighty hands of God. The Bible says that the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God, sought by revival, and revival, he taketh it by force. You have a right to be complacent, quote and unquote. You have to have a right to desire to be like Alaska. You are the one. When you also decide to show mercy, to show laziness, to be complacent, you are also on the own. Life is a choice. If somebody is going to heaven, it's by choice. That is the truth. Is somebody hearing me? If you have to go to heaven, go to heaven. It's all about the choice. That is practical Christianity. The Lord will help us. In the mighty name of Jesus, ask, seek, and knock. There are levels in the realm of prayer. The proof of the prayer comes by asking, seeking, and knocking. To ask is to inquire. To seek is to look for. To knock is to demand. The first proof of the desire comes by asking. Matthew 7:7-8. Let's look at it. Matthew 7:7-8. and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks, it shall be opened. To him that knocks, it shall be opened. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. The dictionary defines asking to mean to inquire, to solicit, to request. To inquire, to solicit, to request. For some of us who were opportuned before coming into the Pentecostal arena, we have gone to the Methodist Church, the Anglican Church, or those who have had what we call the Wesleyan experience of the Wesleyan era. The way and manner they pray in the Anglican Church, in the Methodist Church, in all those places, is completely different from what we see in the Pentecostal Church. Even within Pentecostalism, if you go to deeper life, the way and manner they pray there is different. If you go to Redeem, the way they pray there is different. If you go to all, some of these other churches, the way they pray there is different. But thank God for God. Thank God for Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministries. Thank God for Dr. D.K. Olukoya. The eyes of the Lord of these churches are now open. They are seeing their children moving from those churches, moving into Pentecostal assemblies. And all those other Pentecostal churches, they are seeing what is happening in Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministries. They are keying in into what is happening here. I remember some 4 or 5 years ago, is it Young Cho, or what do we call his name? From South Korea. The man who has the largest church, the biggest church, the most popular church in the world. He came to Nigeria. He was with us at the prayer city, hosted by General Overseer Dr. D.K. Olukoya. He came with his members. But again, he was also able to see in another dimension, in another variety, the essence of the Spirit as it's moving in Africa. The essence of the Spirit as it's moving in a dispensation in which the Lord God has committed unto the hands of our General Overseer, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, because what we're living in is another dispensation of one of his giant prophets. When prayer points were called at the prayer city, his members of Young Icho Church that came with him, they opened their eyes like this. They were looking at their members. Because the kind of prayer to pray here, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, everything moves. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And they were wondering. They were agape that this is prayer. In other words, to them is also another introduction into another level of prayer. And thank God for God. They also now, they have been infected with that kind of manner or pattern of prayer. There are levels of prayer. But God has his people, he has his prophets that he's using at this point in time. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. We are talking about seeking and knocking. The dictionary meaning as defined, asking as to inquire, to solicit, and to request. A man who asks is a man who can do without what he's asking for. A man who asks is a man who can do without what he's asking for. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It is a choice. It's not that the Lord will not answer you. But what you are saying is that Lord, at your own time, at your own pleasure, answer my prayer. You understand what I'm trying to say, sir? At his own pace, his own time. Ask. It's not that the Lord will not answer the prayer. It is different from a man or a woman who desire to cry. Cry. Your cry is a disturbance. Your cry is to arrest heaven. Violence is to arrest the attention of heaven. Tonight, your voice shall arrest heavens. Nobody can shut down your voice. As far as God is concerned, he knows you. When you open your mouth, his ears are so wide open to recognize your voice. When you open your mouth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. That is Pastor Paul. That is Pastor Ladi. That is Sister Yemisi. But that is recognize your voice. Have your sister said, yes, yes, yes. I'm listening to you. That is God for you. The Lord shall answer our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need to have this understanding to know exactly why we are gathered here. So that when the third prayer comes, you know what to do. At times you need to get angry. You need to have holy anger. You need to have aggression in your spirit. You need to have the spirit of enough. When you need to be tired of the situation to move the hands of God. He's a miraculous God. He's a God that works in signs and wonders, that works in the miracles. And you are a product of his industry. A product of his factory. Signs and wonders shall manifest in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you pray and you ask, and the interim, the Lord refuses or has not granted that request, it's a matter of choice. He will still grant that request, but at his own pace, at his own time. A man who asks is a man who is not desperate. Am I not right, sir? You are not desperate. You are not a desperado in the spirit. Meanwhile, as a soldier, you are supposed to be desperate. You're supposed to be a desperado in the spirit. Mark 10:17-22. Mark 10:17-22. You're going somewhere, man. That is the story of the rich man, man. Mark 10:17-22. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, what call you me good? There is none good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. The fourth note, honor your father and mother. And he answered and said to him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatsoever you have, and give it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Look at 22. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said to his disciple, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? The plan of God for this man is to work with God and to work for God. Look at the prescriptions. Jesus Christ gave to him. If you look at today's world, this man might even be one of the richest in the world at that time. The man looked at his millions, the man looked at his billions, the man looked at his trillions. Me, rich man, to go and sell all my properties, my ships, my aircrafts, my industries, sell everything, and become poor, and give everything to the poor, and come and follow you to do what? Follow you in sand water, follow you in slippers. Is it serious, Afia? Can you imagine? Somebody who drives in a Rolls Royce to start walking the streets of Jerusalem, start walking the streets of Judea, start walking the streets of Samaria in Sabbath. In whether one shoots to follow him. Can you imagine? But that is the kind of God. That is the kind of God. He was not thinking of his eternity. He was only thinking of now. Thinking of his work. Thinking of the promises. Thinking of all his mansions. Possibly his wives. Because he himself might also be a graduate of the University of Polygamy. Because how can you have all those wives and be following Jesus? What are you going to enjoy? The Lord shall help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. He has a higher calling, a calling, a ministry to join with Jesus. He meets that goal. I will not miss my goal. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that you will not miss your goal. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus told him that he should sell all that he had and give the proceeds to the poor. Take up his cross and follow him. And the man went away grieved, unhappy. Grieved and unhappy. He was not a desperado in the spirit. He was not desperate at all. Yes, yes. He cannot hear. Eyes, he cannot see. He cannot perceive into what the Lord has purposed for his life. You will not miss your purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. The quest to know the plan of God upon his life was not a desperate one. It was completely lackadaisical. Simply lackadaisical, not desperate. The power and the spirit of self has completely overshadowed him. the way of the world has overtaken him. The green light of the world, the red light of the world has overtaken him completely. That shall not be your lot. In the mighty name of Jesus. John 14, Jesus said, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That is the reason that whatsoever you ask, despite all the situation around you, the Father will still glorify himself. He will still answer you for asking. That is not for you. The other level we are moving into now is to seek. Matthew 7:17-8. Seek and ye shall find. And he that seeketh findeth. Seek and he shall find. He that seeketh findeth. The difference defines seeking to mean to look for. Try to find. Hunt for. Seek out. Look for. Try to find. Hunt for. Seek out. Hunt for, like a hunter. Somebody wanting to get something by force, by fire. Seek. Hunt. Seek out. Look for. A man who seeks is a man who challenges heaven to open by fire. A man who seeks is a man who challenges heaven to open by fire. To open by force. The respect God gives to a man who seeks is different. That is the truth. For the man who asks, who seek, who hunts for. Because he also, in the spirit, he has a level of desperation. The Lord will help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. The third proof of your desire is knocking. Ask, seek, knock. Matthew 7:7-8. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. What is the dictionary definition of knocking? Knocking is to bang. Pusa. To beat her. Pusa. Knocking is to hammer. Pusa. To hit her. Pusa. To hammer, to bang. To pound hard. Knocking is the highest level of aggression. Knocking is the highest level of aggression. Sir, from time of John the Baptist, the kind of prayer we pray, imagine of our miracle ministry, prayer of knocking. Pow. Pow. No rest for Baba God. In NFM, it's knocking. Die! Everybody, die! down on him.
Fell down on the guy. Boom.
That is God for you.
Prayer.
Knocking. No, that is a prayer that delivered the goods.
Prayer of aggression.
Your enemies are in trouble. If God has to kill for you to move, he will kill.
If he has to destroy for you to move, he will destroy.
It can't be challenging God in your life.
When the Lord is saying, you are a popular people, belong to a popular generation.
You cannot afford to be a backbencher in the affairs of life. You are a star. Amen. And you must rise. Amen. You must shine.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You can't tell me from knocking. You'll be part of the knock. Because you have seen the result of knocking. If some of us have not been knocking at the gates of heaven, knocking, we won't be here today. The enemies will have been holding parties and congratulating themselves. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries.
There are doors that will never open unless you knock. That is the truth. A lot of you, the heavens are already closed.
Like iron, like brass. They need to be shattered to pieces with heavy artillery bombardment of prayer. With heavy, rapid caterpillar of prayer to break the shattered to pieces. The reason why you have to get angry in your spirit.
Let open heaven for my sake. Why should heaven be closed? Why should you become a backbencher in the affairs of life? Why should the enemy be saying no? Why is he saying yes in your life? Who is that enemy?
They must see.
They must see the preponderance, the opulence of God in the totality of the being, body, soul, and spirit.
Amen.
You have a colorful destiny. You have a powerful destiny. You have a glorious destiny. There is not a spiritual camaraderie all around you.
You can't play games with your destiny. Any power anywhere that decides to rise up against you shall die.
Amen.
That shall be so. It must be so.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
What are we talking about? Knocking.
There are doors that will never open except you bang on them aggressively.
The Lord is not tired.
Bang!
How many of us here have this book they call Command the Morning? Command the Morning. Command the Morning. I beg you in Jesus' name, if you don't have one, go and buy one.
If you don't have one, go and buy one.
That's why the other people of the other religion, they have more spiritual experience and exposure than some of us.
There is something about heaven.
First come, first serve, fivefold. Those who read accountancy or accounting or whatever they call it.
There is something about life. Last in, first out.
Thank God for university. Thank God for school. Now, some of us were able to attend some of them. Come on, everybody. The Muslim, the West African, and the thing about heaven, you have to queue up. First come, first serve. And there is another one. Last come, first serve. Life oh. Last in, first out. The people that will come in the morning, and they just queue like that. They key into the spiritual realm. While you and myself, we are there on our beds, sleeping and snoring. Snoring. Many of them, the Christians are also wake up at 1 a.m. I take authority over this day in the mighty name of Jesus. I will be glad in it. This my head shall not go do. It shall not have the voice of the enemy. I shall shine. The arrows of the bullet will not locate me. Any power that has challenged me in my sleep and in my dreams, your power has to appear. Throw them away. Throw them away. Morning. Everybody, I got to Topo Galo. Everywhere I step, I possess the land. Those are the kind of prayer you pray. You have rendered that at 1 a.m., at 2 a.m., at 3 a.m. You go back to sleep. All those ones are already recorded there, assembled there. Wake up in the morning, they'll begin to manifest, they begin to work for you. Because you are already keyed in and you have faith, you believe God. And you should walk on the street. He's alive, amen. He's alive, amen. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. I say, he's alive, amen. I say, alive, amen. Jesus is alive forever. What a man of man is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a man of man is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He makes the deaf to hear.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he makes the blind to see.
Hallelujah.
He makes the lame to walk.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eh. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's alive. Amen. It's alive. Jesus is
alive.
Forever is alive. Amen. Beloved, when it comes to matters that affect your destiny, you have to discover what God has planned and purposed for you. You need to knock until the doors are open unto you. Men and women that knock, they are extremely desperately people. Extremely desperate people. Men and women are not. If you stand in their way, they are ready to bulldoze you out of their way. They are like things that have no brakes. Desperate men. Men that move the hands of God. They are like train, no brake. You cross that way, you are crushed. They are like caterpillars that can grind you to powder. The Lord will grind your enemies to powder. Jesus. They are not ready to stop until they get to their destinations. They are men and women who are prepared to clear up their path everything that will want to hinder them. Those are the kind of men and women, the kind of minister, the kind of pastors that they are building in Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministries. People that have strength spiritually and physically, strength of character. People that can vomit fire. People who can knock. People like Elijah, the Tishbites. People like Elijah, the Tishbites. Who can be a man of God? Let me know. Do we still have Elijahs? Where are the Elijahs? That's another story. That's another teaching for another day. The God of Elijah is sitting there expecting you to knock. You cannot afford not to knock. And as we continue to knock, the Lord will answer our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, I tell you, this is not a night of tautology. Amen? This is not a night of religiosity, of sacerdotalism. This is not. It's a night of prayer. When you open your mouth, you pray. Because something glorious must happen in your life. You cannot continue like this. Whether you like it or not, you too, you are going to become a landlord and a lady in this synthesis. Whether your children are going to become a bundle of success. Amen. Whether they like it or not, for coming to America, you too, you will be able to be in a position to shout continuous and continual hallelujah. Amen. Shout for victory. Will be permanent. In your lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to go into some prayers now. But if you are here, you know that you are not born again. You have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is time to do so now. Rise up on your feet where you are. If you have not given your life to Christ, it is time to do so. Or you raise up your hand so that you can publicly come to the Lord. Respectfully rise up before the presence of the living God. If you know that you have not given your life to Christ, just stand up wherever you are and say this after me, that Lord, I come before you tonight. I'm saying bye-bye to all my wicked ways. I come to you in humility, in penitence, and in repentance tonight, Father. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Call me to my life. And begin to work signs and wonders in my life. Let the blood of Jesus begin to wipe off and wash off every iniquity, every covenant. Anything wicked that I've entered into blood, let them be washed clean out of my life by the power in the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. Let good things manifest in my life. Let all things from this second, from this minute, from this hour, begin to work together for good for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, from this second, from this minute, I say, bye-bye to all my old ways. I have become a new person. I come into you, Father. You come into me, Daddy. Manifest yourself. Lord, do this for me. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen. Beloved, I congratulate you. You are new in Christ now. The Lord has accepted you. Do away from all known sins. After this service, please say, our pastor, who will counsel you on what other things that you have to do. You can have your seat. What are we doing tonight? We are going to pray. We have to repent of all our sins. We have to pray. Heaven's hearing prayers. Heaven's hearing prayers. We have to pray until something happens. Let's rise up on our feet. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to fast now. Shout. 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 Every satanic network. Establish a gate by success. Be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. More aggression. Every obstacle that has been standing against the glory of God in your life, be expected destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every obstacle that has been standing against the glory of God in your life, against the glory of God in your life, be expected destroyed. Be expected destroyed. Be expected destroyed. Yes, Pastor, in Jesus' mighty name, we have to pray. Exhumed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every body presence and body to me. Be expected exhumed by fire. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are still praying. Please add more aggression. Today is a day of victory. Amen. The shouting side is the winning side. Thank you, Jesus. Every angel of darkness. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? In the name of Jesus, every angel of darkness, I pray to God for my life. What are you waiting for? In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Every fight, living or dead, slowing down the progress, refute multiple calamities and tragedies. In the name of Jesus, every fight, living or dead, walking or dead, the progress of my life, refute multiple calamities and tragedies. In Jesus' mighty name, we're going to talk about the benefits. All projects commissioned by Satan, against my destiny, be demolished by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, all projects commissioned by Satan, against my destiny, be demolished. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now go to this again. This is meant for 11 persons here. Your right hand on your chest, and you're going to take this confession. For today, great man of Banu shall not take me for total blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty name we confess. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And finally, we confess like this. From today, my garment of shame. Please confess it very well. Oh God, my Father. From
today,
my garment of shame shall be converted to my garment of glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, my Father, my Father. From today, my garment of shame shall be converted to garment of glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. It is so. It shall be so. It will be so. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Wonderful.